I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. Have you ever had sinus issues or maybe a bit of a stomach bug and simply reached for the leftover antibiotics you may have floating around your medicine cabinet? Next time, think twice about that. Overuse of antibiotics is a big factor behind the rise of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It has long been understood by the medical community that over time, strains of bacteria evolve to resist medications. However, the improper use of antibiotics is a leading factor accelerating the number of bacteria strains that are resistant. The Center for Disease Control considers this alarming trend to be one of the world's foremost public health concerns. In fact, the CDC estimates that anywhere between one-third and one-half of antibiotics prescribed are unnecessary. It's a topic that's on the radar of leading healthcare providers as well, with efforts to educate physicians and other prescribers on many of the latest recommendations on using antibiotics and cautioning against overprescribing. For patients, it's important to keep in mind that antibiotics are not a cure-all. A cold, most coughs, the flu, and some ear and sinus infections are not caused by bacteria, but by viruses. That means that not only will taking antibiotics not alleviate these conditions, it could promote antibiotic resistance within you. Make no mistake about it, antibiotics are a good thing, but it's a good thing you can have too much of. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.